I want to say a word or two to the boys and girls. Now, there you see a calendar, and it's a very up-to-date calendar, for if you look, there's the date and there's the day. We've now entered 2016, and this is just the 3rd of January, so we've entered into a brand new year. And when it comes to this time of the year, some people like to see it as a new start and as a brand new beginning. Everybody wants to make things better in the new year. And so what many people do is this. They make new year resolutions. They see all the mistakes they've made, the things that have gone wrong, and because they've entered into a new year, they want things to be so much better and have a new start. I want to show you some boys and girls. This wee boy here, he has made a new year's resolution. I'm sure his mum and dad will be so pleased. I'm going to keep my room tidy in 2016. Here's another one. Here's a little girl. She's a bit of a lazy bones and she likes to lie in the mornings. And she knows it's not good. And so she has made a New Year's resolution. Each day I will get up as soon as my alarm sounds. Another girl. I will help clear the table and do the dishes. She sees her mommy struggling and she wants to be a help. And she looks back in the past year and she has times she's been grumpy and she hasn't done the things she was told to do. New start. New Year's resolution. Here's another one. I'll always finish my homework before I play with my PlayStation. New Year resolutions. But you know what happens, boys and girls? Every single one of them, probably before the month is out, have broken their resolutions. That happens all the time. I used to make New Year resolutions and couldn't keep them. I remember about 30 years ago, I made a New Year's resolution that I've been able to keep. I'll make no more resolutions. Because we break them. It's no use having resolutions if we're going to break them. Broken resolutions are broken promises. I've promised myself I'm going to do something, or I've promised mum and dad that I'm going to do something, and because we are such sinful people, we keep on breaking resolutions. We break our promises. But here is a very, very important truth to all boys and girls. It's one of the most important truths in all the Bible, and it's this. God always keeps his promises. Always. We can go even deeper than that and say this. God cannot lie. That's what the Bible tells us. God cannot lie. Therefore, any promise he makes, he will always keep his promises. If you're not a Christian boy or girl, here's a promise of God. The Lord Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. So if we come to the Lord Jesus and give him our lives and believe in him and trust in him, he will give us eternal life. If you're a Christian boy or girl, you've asked the Lord Jesus into your heart and life, here's one of the many promises of the Bible that are to you. I will never leave you or forsake you. So whenever things get difficult in the classroom, or there's bullies in the school, or you have to go into hospital or to the dentist, it's good to know that he's at your elbow. He'll never ever leave you and he'll never ever forsake you. The Bible is a treasure chest full of the promises of God. There's so many promises God has made, especially to his own people, those who love him. Here's a little girl reading her Bible. You couldn't do anything better. In this new year, read your Bible every day. Make it a habit. Not a New Year's resolution, but make this a habit. This is something that you do every day. As I say, not as a New Year resolution, but the habit of a lifetime. Here is a book full of the promises of God. You read your Bible, claim the promises, because God cannot lie. Charles Spurgeon was a very famous preacher, and he once said this, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. It's good to stand on all the promises of God. And as believers, men and women, boys and girls, we need to stand on the promises of God as we've entered this new year.